Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. This is our new year, our new decade, and we have stepped into January 1st, 2020, and we know that God is doing great and marvelous things in our lives. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for waking us up this morning, for allowing us to step into this new season, this new decade, this new year, the year 2020. We glorify you, Father, because you told us in your word that the work you have begun in us, you will complete it, you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So, Lord God, as we meditate and saturate in your word, Lord God, we're expecting the great and mighty things to take place in each of our lives, Lord God, that you may be glorified and the body will be edified, Father God. We thank you that your word is forever settled in heaven. And Lord God, as we go into this new season, Father God, we ask that you allow your word and your spirit and your anointing saturate us in such a manner, Father God, that others will see you in us, that others will see you be glorified in us, that others will know that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is still ruling and reigning in this earth. We glorify you, Father God, for doing the mighty work in this season. We thank you, Father, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, oh God, for them continuing to allow you to work through them, Father God, as we continue with this call, Father God, and that people will come on and see, Lord God, that you're dwelling in this place, in this telecommunications sanctuary. We thank you, oh God, for each individual on this call, and even those that didn't make it, Father God, we ask you, Father, that you place in them a new mind, a new heart, a new direction, Father God, that they will see your glory fill their temple, Father God. We'll be careful to give your name praise and glory, Father, for artist life and all that you're doing for the company, oh God. We thank you, Father, that the products will go forth, Lord God, where it will assist and help others, Father, with their health and their wellness. Lord God, we thank you for every good and perfect gift, because we know it all comes from you. Lord God, we glorify you, Father, for the person that's going to come forth with your word this morning. We ask you, Lord God, that you get our hearts prepared to receive what you have for us this day. And we know, Father God, that you have already anointed and appointed the speaker in this hour. And we thank you, Father, that you will saturate them until they overflow like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you, Lord, for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do in each and every one of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our capable host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you, Minister. Prophet Kai, God bless you. Take it away.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call as we begin the new 2020 chapter of what God has for the TMC. First, let me say thank you to Psalmist Kaylin for setting the atmosphere, and of course, thank you to our beautiful and dynamic Mississippi Queen and Prayer General, Minister Brenda Terrell, for greeting and seating us and opening us up in prayer. And again, I say welcome to the Master's Call 2020 Vision Edition. I am Prophet Kai, and I reside in the great city of, Stone Mountain, Georgia, of San Antonio, Texas. This call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we know when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission. And that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know God is a God of order, we know that this call is founded on scripture And that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer, we end the call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. This year's mission, our mission for 2020, our new, updated, revised, and living document for our 2020 vision is as follows. Excuse me. In 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. So we are just excited about what God is doing and where we are going here in 2020 on the Master's Call. We know that all of the messages have been archived and recorded. And to hear the playback, all you have to do is visit our website. That's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Brenda did, or hosting such as I'm doing now, or if you feel as if God has called you to be a psalmist or have a word stored up in your belly for such a time as this, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call held Monday through Friday. It's hosted by a team of dynamic and great leaders that give us information that help us help others show the benefits of the products. That number is 712-770-4005. And the access code is 294-617-pound. Today is Awareness Wednesday, and the dynamic executive presidents, the Flanagans, will be hosting. So now I am going to get out of the way and bring forth our speaker this morning who needs no introduction. However, we're going to give you a little bit of information about her. She is an amazing and dynamic woman of God. She is a woman after God's own heart. She is our co-founder. She received her degrees from Oral Roberts University in Divinity, and she just continues to help us grow in grace and wisdom and knowledge and just continues to be that shining light for us, an example to us as to how God would have us grow and walk in his wisdom. She is our co-founder. She is an amazing spiritual mother. She is a great daughter. She just continues to walk out with Jesus' joy, just being her mother's caretaker. And we just love her to the moon and back. I'm talking about none other than our very own Dr. Vanessa. Dr. V, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Blessed Happy New Year to everyone. God is absolutely awesome as we have crossed over, entered in to, as we have been saying this morning, a new year, but much more, a new decade. A big shout of thanks to our psalmist, Kaylin, just anointed a worship, taking us right into the very presence of the Lord. We thank you and our prayer general stepping in to greet and seat our family, our Master's Call family. As you have all come on the line, we appreciate you giving a shout out to our co-founder in those Asheville, North Carolina mountains, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Thank you for this labor of love, this journey that we have been on together with the Master's Call. And a big thanks to Prophet Kai for you stepping up and hosting our call today. And you're right, now you're in the Lone Star State. Welcome to Texas there in San Antonio this morning. And into our entire Master's Call family, name by name, person by person. We celebrate you. Trying to get a little more calm. My little weight loss coffee in me this morning. Had an awesome time at Watch Night Service last night. And just looking back with humility and gratefulness to how God truly has carried us through this year and as we're stepping into this new season, looking to the hills from which cometh our help. And just had a great time of fellowship. Hopefully each and every one of you, wherever you were, celebrated as God crossed us over into this new year. And I was laughing because usually we have a little light breakfast and we go on home. They went a gumbo route last night, and I said, oh, Lord, but we had a good time, and I am excited about all that God is doing in us and through us. Yes, in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith, got to look in the mirror first, in us, but through us, the evidence, as we say this theme each and every day, we want to make sure we have some evidence in our lives of greater works that must be released and seen, coming from Mark 16, that 15 through 20th verse. We started yesterday and on this series, and we talked about when you understand that you are a Book of Acts ministry, a Book of Acts churches that you should attend, where the supernatural that we saw in the days of the Bible that have been chronicled for us, we should be seeing now and forever. We quote Hebrews 13:8 that says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So in our individual lives and with the 2020, we should have those keen eyes of faith to have evidence in our life, fruit in our life, illustrations, manifestations in our lives of the greater works of our Heavenly Father or the Holy Spirit being released in us. We want to make sure we're leaving some evidence. I talked briefly yesterday about what does the number 20 mean. And 20, of course, one more than 19, and it's twice 10. And it can mean a complete or perfect waiting period, And the 2020 vision that many have used in their themes across the country, it's a term used to express normal visual acuity, the clarity or sharpness of vision. When someone has 20/20 vision, means it's measured at a distance of 20 feet. So if you have 20/20 vision, you can clearly see without a little help of our little Walmart specs that we often use. You can see way ahead, 20 feet, normally that distance. I also want to make sure that we understand biblical history. We show that the Hebrew year, 5780, 5780, is what we've crossed over into, which also falls on the Gregorian calendar equivalent to 2020, would be a significant year. The number 80 in this year is the numerical value for the Hebrew letter pi, P-E-Y, which means mouth, our mouth. It's the letter 18th letter that follows the letter A-Y-I-N, which means to see. And that carries that value of 70. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying it's like a Holy Ghost time of show and tell in our life. When I talk about the evidence, it's a Holy Ghost time of show and tell, or a time where we have revelation and information downloaded into our mind, into our understanding, but it must flow through us, in us, and out of us, followed by the demonstration and manifestation. And what I'm trying to say clearly, we just can't intellectually continue to debate Christ. We need to tell the story, remind people of the miracles, the signs and wonders that God has done in the past and God has done in the Bible. But there ought to be, when you and I give the word of God, share the word of God, pronounce to the heavens the word of God, there should be some demonstration and manifestation in our own lives. Yes, yes. And as we speak over ourselves, as we lay hands on our own selves and stir up the gifts inside of us, it should encourage us to dream again. Some of us gave up, gave out, ran out of spiritual gas through the year of last year, but we want to fill up your tank and spiritually remind you to dream again, to stand at the alpha of a situation, an idea, a creative thought, and see with eyes of faith the omega that God has for you and I, and be willing to walk it out. Then your creativity will increase, and we as God's people individually and corporately will begin to dream again. I started talking about why it's so, so important. I mean, if you all have a dream board and you visualize every day, because God tells us with the eyes of faith to call those things that be not as though they are. I'm speaking to your spirits this morning. I'm alerting them. It's a new decade. It's a new season. A fresh wind of the Holy Ghost is blowing on those things God has ordained, assigned us to do. And as we step out on faith, that D I talked about yesterday when we started was to dare to believe. Dare to believe. Tell the devil, you better get out of the way. I know who I am and I know whose I am. And we're going to defy all the odds. We're going to do it anyhow. We talked about how do we dare to believe? We have to be determined and to be diligent. In other words, to be disciplined. That's not a cuss word. To be disciplined daily, keeping the main thing the main thing. One of the biggest tricks that the devil uses is to send distractions. And I call them good ideas, but they're not the God-ordained ideas. So be able to sift and shift through to ask God and to quicken in your spirit when something comes at you. Is it a God idea for you? Or is it just a good idea that you will pray for a person to be successful, but you're not required or obligated to be part of that team? God is not obligated to bless, to sanction, to anoint what he did not ordain you or I to do. We talked about defying all the odds and do what no one else around you has done. Do what you have never, ever seen yourself even do. Stretch, open up those wings, eagles, and let the Ruah breath of God blow you, excel us to where we should be. And then to do it anyhow, as we stay determined and to walk out our destiny. All we're talking about in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us. The evidence of greater works must be released and seen. In other words, dream again. The R in dream is we got to reach for the stars and always rise to the occasion. Reach for the stars and always rise to the occasion. What do you mean, Dr. V? Well, you got to rehearse the promises of God. You got to say what God says about you and notify your face, put some excitement in your voice, and rejoice knowing that perfect practice will manifest our dreams. See, you don't want to keep practicing but be doing it wrong. You don't want to be in that lane of a good idea but not in your proper position and posture with the God-ordained idea that will manifest our dreams as we keep the attitude of gratitude, rejoicing all along the way. And then that third R is you got to respect your God-ordained dreams. Don't be callous. Don't be flippant with what God has shown you, told you, ordained you to do. Why does it always feel like our dreams are just sometimes too far out of reach? Those dreams always seem impossible. We remember the song "To Dream the Impossible Dream." That seems to be the only kind of dreams that God seems to give us. The kind of dreams that are absolutely impossible to achieve without the hand of God, the intervention of a Savior. See, they'll require us to walk the walk of faith, not seen by our natural sight, but supernaturally in the eye of God. Those are usually the God-ordained dreams most of us have, and only with God's help can we manifest our dreams. We have to learn to reach with the arms of faith. We can't keep reaching on our tippy toes in the flesh. Get in the supernatural realm of the faith. And as the CEO of your dreams, the God-ordained dreams, you know, most times it's going to be a stretch, a reach, to achieve that dream, but reach from within if you plan to win. And you are the overseer to make sure you keep reaching. Remember, promotions come when opportunity meets preparation, then destiny is birthed. When opportunity meets preparation, then destiny is birthed. So, yes, are you preparing yourself each and every day so that when the divine opportunity comes, you'll be able to reach by staying focused on the shining star, our Savior. He'll help us manifest our dreams. We'll rehearse. We'll keep repeating. We'll keep redoing, knowing that perfect practice will manifest the God-ordained dreams. And we're going to rejoice with an attitude of gratitude and always respect our God-ordained dreams. That E in us dreaming it with supernatural eyes of faith. See, many of us have seen God's pull back the veil of heaven and showed us some absolutely awesome assignments he has for us. And we kind of stop it right there. We don't work it over by praying over it and speaking life to it and decreeing that it will be established in our life. We just get excited and say, many of us, week after week, year after year, you hear the word, you even know the word. But it's not flowing through and out of us to do the word, to be Jesus' hand extended. I challenge my Bible study in my church every time I preach. Who have you witnessed to? How many souls have you told about Jesus this year? Well, it's a new year. The slate is clean. Make sure you're about kingdom building. With that E in dream, you got to equip yourself daily for success. In other words, put your spiritual armor on each and every day. Don't be a spiritual streaker. Educate yourself. What do you mean, Dr. V? Study. That's another, not a cuss word. Study and meditate on the Word of God as his minister in the marketplace. Educate yourself so as you learn, you can earn more for you and your family. So you can soar like the very absolute eagle that you are. But remember, as you soar, as you climb the altitudes toward success, you got to endure like a good soldier. And how do we endure like a good soldier? We have to respect the God-ordained dreams. Respect is needed for excitement, and excitement is needed to give you your energy, and energy is needed to help you complete all your goals. What do you mean, Dr. V? Work those faith muscles in God's gym on the treadmill of life. And remember, only success comes before work in the dictionary. So we got to equip ourselves with great success. Oh, as we do this thing this year and make it happen in our lives and for our families in 2020 with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us. The evidence of greater works must be released and seen. The A in dream, we got to act like it's already done. When we're visualizing, we're already seeing ourselves there. Even though we're standing at that alpha, we're picturing already that we're in that omega place. Practice his presence so that the anointing of Christ will dwell on our lives. And then we'll attract what we want. Remember, success attracts success. Just like you carry your AAA card, I have mine in case of emergency during our travels, on your way to your destination, to that place called purpose, the prize, on the journey of getting where God's called us to go and be. We've got to be glory carriers and have an activated glory card with our holy AAA card of being anointed, appointed, but at most available. We don't want to settle for being a big fish in a small pond. Remember, we have to stay in good standing and active glory carriers with our holy AAA card. And then the M, we got to take massive action, creating motion and momentum. I call it the 3M to dream, learning to master, to model, then you got to turn around and mentor others. Learning to master, to model, and then to mentor others. How do you do that? Well, first you got to keep yourself, and I say it every day, lay hands on my own self, 1 Corinthians 2:16, and ask for the mind of Christ, knowing that in Christ all things are possible. And I expect, with that dream and a miracle, I expect a miracle. Why? Because I'm going to take massive action by seizing every God-ordained opportunity. And I see yourself on a daily mission with a mandate to be that minister in the marketplace. So what does that mean? Do all that you can do and then trust God to do what you cannot do. We ask for the mind of Christ, then get the strategies of Christ. Then you'll get the favor that comes from the Christ that we love and serve. Then you'll get the provision. Then you'll get the protection. And then we'll experience the prosperity. When you have hope, you'll manifest your God-ordained dreams. When you trust in God and His promise, you will manifest the God-ordained dreams. When you have focused faith, you'll manifest our God-ordained dreams. When you remember that God is no respecter of person, you'll manifest our God-ordained dreams. When we remember that we are all fearfully and wonderfully made, then we'll manifest our God-ordained dreams. When we remember that we are all overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, then we will manifest our God-ordained dreams. Then we'll remember we are the seed God is using to change, to create, to develop generational blessings, creating generational wealth. And then we'll manifest our God-ordained dreams in 2020 with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us. The evidence of greater works must be released and seen. People of God, dream again this year, this decade of our Lord and Savior. Back to you, Minister Prophet Kai.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that on-time and profound word. I'll ask you to come back shortly and close us out with a benediction, but first let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this amazing and dynamic woman of God. We ask that you pour back into her the virtue that she poured out to us, Lord. We ask that you continue to just be a hedge of protection around her and Mother Josie. Father, give her the desires of her heart, Lord, as she keeps her mind stayed on you. Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa, and we ask right now that you be with Dr. PK, Father. Continue to touch her body as she continues to heal, Father. We say it is done in the name of Jesus, because your word says, by his stripes we are healed. So we believing that your Jehovah Rapha healing power is just resting on Dr. PK. Lord, we ask that you just be a hedge of protection around Artist Life and the Des De Leon family. Father, as they continue to walk out your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for Artist Life, we ask that you continue to give them wisdom and peace and knowledge, Father, and just to continue to allow the products, oh Heavenly Father, to be a help to all those who come in contact with them. Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to be with our bereaved families, Father. You know each family name by name, Lord, and we thank you because we know you have already worked it out for their good and your glory. So, Lord, we just thank you. We glorify you and we magnify your name as we enter into this new decade, 2020, Lord, with your vision, your preparation, Father, following your plan, oh God. So we thank you, we glorify you, and we magnify you. And we seal it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. And today's topic is 2020 vision. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the access code is 294-617#. Again, get ready for the Artist Regional Conference the weekend of January 25th in Houston, Texas. Check your back office for more information. Thank you, Thomas Kalen, for setting the atmosphere. Thank you, Minister Brenda, our beautiful prayer general, for seating and greeting us and opening us up in prayer. And, of course, Dr. Vanessa, thank you, thank you, thank you for reminding us to manifest our dreams. Will you please come back and give us our benediction?
Through the living God, I speak, I decree and declare over the lives of these your people in this new year, this new decade, that we will, with supernatural eyes of faith, see what you desire us to see. And as you work in us and empower us and your glory flows through and out of us, we will have the evidence in our lives that we have a close walk with you. We will open up our mouths and speak what you tell us to say. We will touch and do all you show and tell us to do. Father, we ask for the favor of God to be upon each and every TMC, Artist Life, family member, the blood of Jesus to be on the doorpost of their hearts, their homes, and their business. Father, we thank you that as we leave from this call, but never deviating, detouring, or ever being detached from your presence, we will, with all that we do and say, glorify you, Father God. Exalt your holy name. Be that glory carrier that truly leaves the evidence of your presence and your power everywhere we go. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day, year, and decade in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.